ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 14। यह य एतत् कीर्तयेन्मह्यं त्वया गीतमिदं नरः त्वां च मां च स्मरन् काले कर्मबन्धात् प्रमुच्यते। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: One who always remembers your activities and my activities also, and one who chants the prayers you have offered, becomes free in due course of time from the reactions of material activities. Purport: Here it is stated that anyone who chants and hears about the activities of Prahlad Maharaj and in relationship with Prahlad's activities, the activities of Nrisimha Dev, gradually becomes free from all the bondage of fruitive activities. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.15 and 2.56. 2.15: यम ही न व्यथयन्ते ते पुरुषं पुरुषर्षभ सम दुःख सुखं धीरं सोमृतत्वाय कल्पते। ओ बेस्ट अमंग्स मेन अर्जुन, द पर्सन हु इज नॉट डिस्टर्ब्ड बाय हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस एंड इज स्टडी इन बोथ इज सर्टनली एलिजिबल फॉर लिबरेशन। 2.56: दुखेषु अनुदिग्न मना सुखेषु विगत स्पृवा वीतराग भय क्रोध स्थितधीर मुनिरुच्यते। वन हु इज नॉट डिस्टर्ब इन स्पाइट ऑफ थ्री फोल्ड मिजरीज, हु इज नॉट इलेटेड व्हेन देयर इज हैप्पीनेस एंड हु इज फ्री फ्रॉम अटैचमेंट फियर एंड एंगर इज कॉल्ड अ सेज ऑफ स्टडी माइंड। अ डिवोटी शुड नॉट बी एग्रीव्ड इन एन एक्वर्ड पोजिशन, nor should he feel extraordinarily happy in material opulences. This is the way of expert management of material life. Because a devotee knows how to manage expertly, he is called Jivan Mukta, as Rupa Goswami explains in Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu. Iyayasya harer dase karmana manasa gira nikhila swapya vasthaso जीवन मुक्त स उच्यते। अ पर्सन एक्टिंग इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस और इन अदर वर्ड्स इन द सर्विस ऑफ कृष्ण विथ हिज बॉडी माइंड इंटेलिजेंस एंड वर्ड्स इज अ लिबरेटेड पर्सन इवन विद इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, ऑल्दो ही मे बी एंगेज्ड इन मेनी सो कॉल्ड मटेरियल एक्टिविटीज। बिकॉज ऑफ कॉन्स्टेंटली एंगेजिंग इन डिवोशनल सर्विस इन एनी कंडीशन ऑफ लाइफ, a devotee is free from all material bondage. Bhakti punati mananishtha swapakan api sambhavat. Even one born in a family of meat eaters is purified if he engages in devotional service. Canto 11, chapter 14, text 21, Bhagavatam. Srila Jiva Goswami cites this verse in logically supporting that anyone who chants about the pure life and activities of Prahlad Maharaj is freed from the reactions of material activities. Krishna. So we are continuing with Nrisimha Dev. Nrisimha Dev has began answering to the Prahlad prayers Prahlad Maharaj, I think last chapter was yes. Prahlad pacified the Lord with the prayers. So after Prahlad Maharaj has spoken the prayers, after being sent ahead by Brahmaji and other demigods, because they could not pacify, then the Lord, Supreme Lord, Sri Nrsimha Dev, is completely satisfied and pacified because he has appeared for the cause of protecting Prahlad Maharaj. And after having accomplished the cause, still his anger was not pacified because he was so angry that his devotee was being disturbed. But now, seeing that all the demons have been killed, as we have heard initially, Nrsimha Dev killed Hiranyakashipu by his nails. He tore away his body, took out the intestine, threw away the heart. But after that, all the demons, they also attacked Nrsimha Dev. And just by the tips of his nails, he killed all the demons. After that, he was still angry and looking around if there are some more demons remaining here and there, hiding somewhere. But when none came ahead, then ultimately Prahlad Maharaj was sent ahead with a garland. And Prabhupada says, see, this is devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj is just garlanding the killer of his father. His father was just killed by Nrsimha Dev, and then Prahlad Maharaj is going ahead and garlanding him. And knowing that he is a self-supreme lord, completely independent, and all his activities are for good for everyone. So, generally Prabhupada was saying in that mood, in Hindi we have that mood. So, generally we don't find any, it's like, if we have enmity since the father's time, and then it's like very hardcore enemy feelings. But here, Prabhupada was saying that, just see this Prahlad, he's a devotee, his father was killed by his enemy, and he's going and garlanding the enemy of his father. So that way, after being satisfied, the Lord is now reciprocating, and he is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj and devotional service. And now he is giving us the formula in this verse. He might give something more in the future verses also, but in this verse he is given the formula that how we can become equally fortunate as Prahlad Maharaj. He says, anyone, he is telling various points. He says, anyone who chants and glorifies, he says, two things we have to chant. Tvaya Gitam Idam. So one thing which we can chant is the chant the prayers or the songs which were sung by Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad, whoever sings the prayers which just you sang unto me, whoever sings the prayers which you just said unto me, then he can be liberated. And what another thing he can do? He can also sing ya etad activities. What activities? Tvamcha mamcha smaran. Smaran means who remembers. So who remembers what? Tvamcha mamcha. He remembers your activities and then my activities. So Prabhupada also translates in the translation exactly, in the purport. Yeah, who chants and hears about the activities of Prahlad Maharaj. So Lord Nrsimha Dev is telling not about the activities of Nrsimha Dev. He's first stressing yours and then mine. So he's first stressing the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, Tvam. So see, this verse is spoken by Lord Nrsimha Dev himself. And he is telling if anyone chants your activities and then my activities. So Prabhupada puts that in the purport. Anyone who hears and chants about the activities of Prahlad Maharaj and in relationship Prahlad's activities, the activities of Nrsimha Dev. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur would say, we are devotees of Krishna because he has a relationship with Radharani. Something like that. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, December was yesterday, and he would say that we worship Krishna. Actually, we don't have to do anything with Krishna. That was his mood. He can say like that. But then he says, we don't have to do anything with Krishna. We worship him only because he has a relationship with Srimati Radharani. And Radharani is called the Vrindavaneshwari, the queen of Vrindavan. So similarly here, Lord Nrsimha Dev himself is establishing this fact again by saying that one should chant your activities, that is Prahlad's activities, and then my. So Narasimhadev's activities are important only because there are some involvement of Prahlad Maharaj. That's what he is saying over here. Because Prahlad Maharaj was there in the past time, Lord Narasimhadev's activities also become glorious. So this much importance the Lord is also giving to his devotees, the activities of his devotees. And one who does these two things, Smaran, third point is also important. See, Krishna is very expert, or Sukadeva Goswami, when he, or this verse is actually spoken by Narasimhadev himself. So Lord chooses the words, like Prabhupada would say, don't think this writing is some ordinary writing. I have to choose every word and put it down. Similarly, Lord Krishna, he chooses every word and puts it down when he speaks. So here he is speaking two things have to be, he is clarifying, two things have to be sung. One thing is repeating the prayers of devotees. So again, the devotees are important. The prayers which were sung by Prahlad Maharaj, if we repeat them, and we have the proof of these activities, another very demoniac, envious persons, the snakes, Kaliya, he had Nag Patnis who were great devotees, and he was very envious. But this is the fortune of associating with devotees. So although he was envious and greatly against Lord Krishna, but because in his home, his wives were there who were devotees, and he would see them worshipping Krishna, he would see them praying to Krishna, and even unwillingly he would hear it sometimes. Even though he would not like it, he would hear it. So as we say, something goes in, something gets stuck. That samskar, something gets stuck. So when the time came, actually it is described that he tried to repeat the prayers of his wives. But actually because he has not heard them attentively, he could not repeat it properly. But still, Lord Krishna, when he saw that he is trying to repeat the prayers of my devotees, the Nag Patnis, he became completely pacified. And then he started giving him the mercy. So another point mentioned is Kaliya's pastime is that actually Kaliya was thoroughly defeated by the dancing of Krishna. I was discussing this point yesterday in the sense few days back, and this point is related here with Kaliya's pastime and also related to today's discussion. Many people claim devotional service is very easy. Actually it is very easy. The activities which we have to perform in devotional service is very easy compared to other activities. We don't have to do very strenuous postures of yogic asanas. We don't have to renounce and go into the forest and stay all alone and then eat and drink very meagerly. And that is for yoga. Or we don't have to study scriptures day in and day out. Sometimes some devotees, because of their nature, studying becomes a very difficult activity for them. And even for those who are in Kali Yuga, even for an intelligent man, he can't, very rarely somebody is there who can go on studying for a whole day. So studying scriptures with all technicalities or doing big, big yajnas, from that point of view, bhakti is very simple. But still, bhakti is the most difficult activity, most difficult. One way it is most difficult. Why? Because in all other activities, you can keep the consciousness of I am the performer. I am doing this great tapasya. Who am I? I am a tapasvi. Few days back, I was seeing this drama performed by His Grace Govind Prabhu and his team, which they did last year. A very wonderful drama. I may go if I can go. If Prabhuji was there, he was playing a role in that, so he remembers. But anyway, that the teachings of the drama are very thorough and good. And when Kanak Das was asked about various personalities, can he go to Vaikuntha? Can he go to Vaikuntha? So one person was a great yogi, one person was a tapasvi, one person was very renounced, another was a very great scholar. But actually, if you see, none of these activities or attributes can attract Sri Krishna. Because Krishna has all these attributes to the fullest extent. It's just like there is a millionaire and we offer him 1,000 rupees. We can't attract his attention by 1,000 rupees. I say, oh, I have 1,000 rupees. You take it. He may take it or he may not take it, but that will not make any difference for him. Even if you give him 1 lakh rupees, it doesn't matter. So Lord Krishna is already the greatest tapasvi, yogi, scholar, renounced, everything. So we may be greatly scholar as per human consideration, but still our scholarship and tapas and renunciation is very meager compared to Krishna's qualities. So these qualities of ours cannot attract Krishna, because he already has that in abundant quantity, unlimited quantity. So therefore, when this Kanak Das was asked by Vyas Tirtha, can he go to Vaikuntha, then who is he? He is a great tapasvi, he was thinking. I am a great tapasvi, I am a great yogi. So then ultimately it was asked, can Vyas Tirtha go? And who, for the drama part of, means for the teaching part of it, Kanak said, yes, actually Vaikuntha is his rightful claim. But still, because it has been described that I am the guru of this mutt, then he said, as far as my understanding goes, because this conception is that I am the guru, then he cannot go. And then when he was asked, can you go? Then he gave very this tricky answer, that if I can go, then I may go. So therefore, bhakti is most difficult, because here you have to become the servant of Krishna. The ego has to go away. In other activities other than bhakti, the external activities are very difficult. Tapasya, asanas, pranayam, fasting. But the ego, they don't deal with the ego. They maintain it. I am tapasvi, I am yogi, I am renounced. But in devotional service, it hits at the root. The ego is the root of being bound into this material world. So in devotional service, it just like curing from the main cause. So in the devotional service, the first step is, I am Krishna's servant. So ego is immediately gone. So this is very difficult. To surrender to some another person, and not only some another person, to become the servant of the servant of the servant, if someone can really achieve it, that is most difficult thing to achieve. It's very easy to become a great tapasvi, greatly renounced, greatly scholar person, but it's most difficult to give up the ego. And therefore, yes, the external activities of bhakti may be easy. Getting up early in the morning, doing mangalarti, dancing, jumping around, there are no rules, you can jump around anyway. All these activities are very easy. But to give up that ego completely and surrender with the attitude of servant of servant of servant, that is very difficult. And only because of that, see, it is so difficult. The giving up ego is so difficult that people prefer to perform the other difficult activities of tapasya and renunciation. They prefer to perform these other activities of tapas and renunciation, because the activity of giving up our own ego and becoming the servant of the servant of servant is so difficult. So therefore, Krishna became merciful to Kaliya only when he saw that Kaliya has surrendered to someone. Actually, Krishna had defeated Kaliya a long time back. Already Kaliya was vomiting blood and everything. He was tired. He would hardly was able to raise his hood. Initially, he had a lot of strength. He would immediately raise his sword, but after some time, he was completely tired and completely defeated. But Krishna waited till Kaliya developed that attitude, that let me repeat what I have heard from my wives. This was important. To surrender to someone, to become humble, give up my, otherwise it's very difficult. To repeat someone else, repeat what my friend or my wife or husband or my neighbor has said. That still that ego is there. I want to make my own prayers. Yeah, that can also be there. So when Krishna saw that Kaliya actually has started, and actually Kaliya was not repeating properly. He did not know the proper prayers and the mantras and the pronunciation. Or he did not even know the prayers word to word. He was just trying to repeat broken language. But his attitude was, he was trying to repeat from what he has heard from his wives who were great devotees. So when Krishna understood this attitude, he started becoming merciful to Kaliya. Similarly, here this point is made clear that we have to repeat the activities of Prahlad, the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, first thing. What Prahlad has said, we can repeat verbatim in. And second thing, we have to chant and glorify the activities of Prahlad and activities of Nrusimha Dev in connection with Prahlad. So these two activities have to be performed. And in both ways, we see surrender to the Krishna and his devotees. In Bhagavad Gita, we get all these principles in sutra form. Tadviddhi panipate na pariprasna sevaya. You go and surrender to them, they can reveal you. But in Bhagavatam, we get in detail case studies. So here, Nrusimhadev is clearly telling, surrender to my devotees, repeat their prayers and glorify their activities, and with them you can glorify my activities. And then, again, Tvamcha Mamcha Smaran Kale. This Smaran Kale is not like Prayan Kale. Small, initially I was confused. Prayan Kale means at the time of death. But here Smaran word is different and Kale word is different. There is no dash in between, you can see in English. The Smaran word is different and Kale word is different. So Smaran is actually connected to Naraha over there. Means who remembers your activities. And Kale, Prabhupada puts in word-to-word translation, in due course of time, in some time. So, Krishna or Nrusimhadev already tells us that you have to chant and you have to glorify my devotees' activities and you will be karma bandhat pramuchyate, you will be freed from bondage just by repeating the prayers of devotees and glorifying their activities along with the Supreme Lord, but in due course of time. And again, here that ego comes in. Radha Gopinath Prabhu has given a good explanation what is the due course of time. He said that it's, I will try to repeat it, but he says, it's much, we say very quickly, he will get mercy. How quickly? Already 10, 20 years have passed, the mercy is not coming. So, Radha Gopinath Prabhu was saying, the mercy will come much earlier than what we are qualified for. We might be qualified for, we are actually not qualified for anything. So whatever time it comes, it's much earlier than what we are qualified for. And it will come little later than what we expect. So it won't come by the time we expect, but it will come little later. But again, I can just add one point to it of our attribute of surrendering. Sometimes in the initial stage of devotional life, just like that Draupadi was trying to hold onto her sari, sometimes we say that we will get liberated by performing devotional service. So that Draupadi was trying to think, I am performing devotional service, but I will try to hold on to my sari. So sometimes we say, I will chant nicely and get liberated. Or I will do this, I will get liberated. So Krishna doesn't make us liberated at that time. Only when we are frustrated with our attempts to get liberated. Now sometimes initially we have that tendency that I will advance in spiritual life. I will become free. I will become pure devotee. That I doesn't go still. So Krishna makes us frustrated again and again. Prabhuji, I am in devotional service for 15 years. No change in lust, anger, envy. Because we think we can make a change. Still we are thinking that we can make a change. Krishna doesn't make any change. He says, remain. Because you are thinking you can make a change. Only when we thoroughly understand that we cannot make a change. Oh Krishna, I am surrendering to you. You take care of me. At that point, Krishna will start intervening. Similarly, this Kali, some in due course of time. Because by repeating the activities or prayers of devotees, in due course of time, we come to understand that actually even advancement in my spiritual path is not on my own strength. It's only purely based on Lord Krishna and His mercy. Up till we think that we are making advancement, and then we see even after so many years, we don't make advancement. So that has to come to pass, our understanding that even in bhakti, if that ego can come in bhakti also, I am a great devotee. And Krishna will show to us step by step that we are not great devotees. Although we can make a big show off of being a great devotee, but everyone knows internally how great we are. So that Krishna will keep us. Only when we understand that nothing, only Krishna you can do, when we can give up this ego, then only that progress can, real progress in spiritual life can happen. And therefore it takes some time. And we have to be a little bit patient. Then I would like to just discuss something in this purport which is mentioned, although you might have heard it, but it's from the Bhagavad Gita verses that Prabhupada is saying, what is the science of one who is liberated? He says, sama dukkha sukham dhiram so amrutatvaya kalpate. One who is beyond the influences of happiness and distress. And now Prabhupada is telling, or Lord is telling us here, what he says, this is the way of expert management of material life. This is the way of expert management of material life. What is the way? A devotee should not be aggrieved in an awkward position. And nor should he feel extraordinarily happy in material opulence. These are very simple instructions. One line instructions for the expert management of material life. Material world means awkward positions and material opulences will keep coming. Just like now it is supposed to be winter, and winter is coming. In Bombay it comes for only a few days, but still it is supposed to be winter in the other parts of India. But we are very sure that now it is winter, that means some other time summer will come. And then the miseries of summer will come. And when the miseries of summer are there, we are sure that some winter, cool time will come. Similarly, in this material world, when somebody is under awkward positions, be rest assured that material opulences will come. And when you are having material opulences, be rest assured the miseries will come. Actually, people know it, but still they get, like we have this now global recession. And 1 year back, it was just booming. It's just like that. It's a cycle. When it is booming, be sure a recession is going to come. The stock market is going to crash. And when it is crash, be sure it is again going to rise again. And again, it will crash. But still, there is lamentation. Oh, it crashed. Oh, it went up. For example, there is, oh, it is cool, so nice. And then when summer comes, oh, again, it's miserable. So this material world, he is saying, the way of expert management of material life is, a devotee should not be aggrieved in awkward position. Now there are some troubles. For some devotees, winter is awkward position, trouble. And for some devotees, summer is awkward position. But sometimes it's awkward and sometimes it's better. Whatever it may be, our case may be. But still, one should not be aggrieved in awkward position. And one should not feel extraordinarily happy when the material opulences come. So then, if someone can do it, Rup Goswami says, such a person, which person can achieve this state? Who is engaging in devotional service by body, mind and words. Such a person can achieve Jivan Mukta stage even in this life. He can be liberated even in this life. And then, I want to just add on with one more point and then end our today's discussion. I will just discuss the Bhagavad part and what I written on a little later. In the coming verses, Prahlad praise speaks 3 verses that will be taken up tomorrow and after tomorrow. And then Lord Krishna again starts blessing Prahlad further and further. And he glorifies the devotees further. First blessing he gives to Prahlad Maharaj is, your 21 generations, 3 saptabhi will be purified. And then after that few verses, after that, he glorifies the devotees and the effects of devotees. He says, yatra yatra mad bhaktaha prashantaha samadarshinaha. So what are the qualities of bhakta? Prashantaha. They are extremely peaceful. Samadarshina, equally magnanimous. They see everyone equally. Sadhava samuddacharate puyante api kitaka. So wherever my devotees who are peaceful, equally poised, well behaved and decorated with good qualities, that place and dynasty is there. So where the devotees are there, that whole area and the family is staying over there. Dynasties, even if condemned, are purified. So that is the effect of a devotee. He can purify the whole place and the families, the people staying over there. Then he says, oh my dear Prahlad, the king of Daityas, because you are attached to devotional service to me, my devotee, you, does not distinguish between lower and higher living entities. So there is another quality of devotee. He doesn't distinguish between lower and higher living entities. In all respects, he is never jealous of anyone. So he is also another quality, that a devotee is never jealous of anyone else. And then again, Lord Krishna is glorifying devotee and following the example of devotee. He is saying, those who follow your example, O Prahlad, will naturally become my pure devotees. So he's telling, if anyone follows the example of Prahlad Maharaj, will become Krishna's pure devotees. You are the best example of my devotee, and others should follow your footstep. Then he says that, O Prahlad, okay, one more point. He says, O Prahlad, go and kuru tvam pretya kutyani. Pretya kutyani means the activities of the deceased body, dead body of your father. So he says, Prahlad, go ahead and do the necessary activities, the funeral rites of your father. He says your father is already purified. See, these funeral rites are performed so that he doesn't suffer and the sinful reactions are freed. But here, Nrisimha Dev is saying he's already purified because of my touch. Because he glanced at me at the time of death, and because I touched him at the time of death, he's purified. Still, you go ahead and do the Shraddha ritualistic ceremony. And here Vishwanatha Chakri Thakur clarifies the mood. He says, although Hiranyakashipu was purified, he had to take a birth on higher planetary system to become devotee again. Prahlad Maharaj was advised to perform the ritualistic ceremony as a matter of etiquette. For the supreme personality of Godhead, under no circumstance want to stop the regulative principles. So although Hiranyakashipu was purified, but still Prahlad was ordered that you go ahead and perform the funeral ritualistic ceremonies, because actually it was not needed. But still, Lord Nrisimha did not want to stop the regulatory principles of Vedic culture. So in this way, we can see that becoming devotee is very easy. At the same time, as I said, very difficult. Very easy is, we don't have to memorize any prayers, just open Bhagavatam and repeat the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Very easy to say Nursing Arati and always chant about Krishna's and Lord Prahlad's, not Prahlad's and Lord Nrisimhadeva's activities. But very difficult, as I said, is to give up our false ego and be patient for some time to advance till we get the mercy of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anyone has any comments? Radha Gopinath. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.